Happy lunch with the Schiavos.
Hey, everybody.
So today is, we didn't do some podcasts because we were at
Disney World. Yay.
So today is, that's right, you guessed it, Disney World Hangover Day.
We're coming down from a couple of days at the happiest place on earth.
I think I have the delirium tremens, the DTTs, like Disney, don't tell me. I'm here. I don't know. I just feel like I'm still at Disney, but I'm not at Disney.
Yeah, there's definitely like a period of detox after Disney World, and we're definitely experiencing it right now. We're kind of in a little haze right now.
Yeah, so. Like I'm still hearing It's a Small World over and over in my head.
Yeah, definitely.
So we wanted to tell you about our trip because we had a fantastic time. But some unusual and interesting things happened. First off, Chris and I were separated. I took the kids, and he came later on because we had to get to this princess signing. You know, I had a fast pass for a princess signing, and I was like a woman on a mission, man. I took my kids, and I'm just like pulling them through the crowds. I'm like, go, get to those princesses, get to Tiana. I mean, and it was great. But Chris and I separated, and he came in later, and so we were texting each other, and I said, you know, meet me behind the castle. And what did Chris respond with?
I texted back, you mean Cinderella's castle?
You guys, he texted back, you mean Cinderella's castle.
And her response was, really, Chris?
And his response was, does that mean yes? You guys, how many castles are there? How many? I'm sorry, I'm about to get crazy again. Chris was driving me crazy that day because we were separated. I didn't know where he was. There's thousands and thousands of people. I'm trying to get the girls to the princess signing. I just am like, meet us behind the castle. Cinderella's castle? Everything revolves around that castle. There's only one castle. It's the biggest centerpiece of the entire park. Everyone knows what Cinderella's castle is.
I'm just trying to be precise. And there's a lot of people there. And... you know, I'm trying to be organized, and this is like first thing in the morning, day one, and I'm just like, hey, just a simple question, this castle and not that castle? And she's like, you mother effer.
I was so mad.
I'm just, okay, this is going to be a fun trip, oh boy.
The happiest place on earth. And okay, well, let me just ask you one quick question. How many castles are there in Disney World, in the Magic Kingdom?
Well, there's this Cinderella castle.
See?
Wait, there's that. There's, I think that's the only one.
There you go. Okay. Point made. But another thing I noticed that we had the days that we were there is what I'm going to call Disney bipolar disorder. Okay, this is what Disney bipolar disorder is. Disney bipolar disorder is when you're doing something, like let's say signing with the princesses, autograph signing with the princesses, or meet and greet with, you know, Cinderella or something. You're just like, hi, everyone. You know, you and your whole family are like on your best behavior, and you're posing, and you're smiling with Mary Poppins, and you're like, oh, hello, hi. Oh my gosh, it's Mary Poppins, and everyone's smiling. The millisecond that it's over and you have a fast pass on the other side of the park, you turn into a monster. You and your family and your kids, you turn into, get out of here. I told you not, you know, let's go.
I want this piece of candy. No, I want that piece of candy. You're not getting any candy. We gotta get there now.
Do you know how much we pay for these tickets? Do you even? You don't even know.
You are so ungrateful and selfish.
Oh, look, there's a camera with Cinderella.
Oh,
hi. Oh, my God.
Look at the beautiful costumes.
Oh, hi. Look at how gorgeous this is.
You know what, kids? You can have anything you want.
Disney bipolar disorder.
It's only money, right, honey?
Yeah, who cares? What's money for a lifetime of memories?
Spend it all.
Make it rain. And there's two kinds of expenses in Disney. There's Disney reasonable. There's real world reasonable, like something that's like, you know, like cheap in the real world. But then there's Disney cheap, which is like take real world cheap and add 20 bucks to it. And that's Disney cheap.
It's this weird thing where you have this great like time, this great moment with your family. And then as soon as you're done, you like walk down some steps and turn a corner and it's like, you gonna buy something? And the kids are like, Yeah, I want to buy something. It's like there's some kind of connection between that experience and buying, and it's like you just give up. You're just like, okay, yeah, sure, yeah, okay.
And at first, you know, we're strong. You're strong the first couple of days, and then the third day, you're like, I don't care. Yeah. You can buy whatever you want.
You're just worn down, and you're just like, okay, sure, whatever. Just like, can I have five things right now? Like, you know, I won't eat like four of them, but, you know, right. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have that. Uh-huh. You can have a churro and a cotton candy and a cinnamon almond and a candied apple. Yeah.
And a family size box of cherry bombs.
Yeah, and then you eat like two of them. The kids eat two of them and they're done.
Yeah, of course. You can have all that. You want some mouse ears to go with it?
Well, also, like, what was really interesting to me was the people that were there. Because I, honestly, a big, huge reason I love to go to Disney World is I love to people watch. Because I'm a writer, and I love to, like, I just love to try and figure out people's stories. And we were waiting in line at the Aladdin Magic Carpet ride in the Magic Kingdom. And there was this guy there. And he, you know, he had, like, a sleeveless shirt on or whatever, like, a undershirt type thing. And he had tattoos like you wouldn't believe. And he looked very scary. Okay, I'll just say that. He looked very scary. He's not the type of guy I'd want to see if I were walking in an alley at midnight or something like that. He looked really scary. And he had like this scowl on his face. And I was like, geez, Louise. Anyway, he gets on one of the magic carpet rides. And he's there with, I guess, his girlfriend or something. The magic carpet ride lifts you up. It starts spinning. And he literally, and I'm not exaggerating this, he literally is going like this. Wee! Wee! This, like, he looked like a gangster.
Yeah. And he was just becoming a kid again. And it was just, it was really amazing to see
that.
It
was so wild. It's the Disney bipolar thing, I guess, in a way. It's like just completely different person. And then there was another woman waiting in line, and she was this older, like, grandma, but she was like the mean grandma, not the nice grandma. She's the mean grandma. She's like, shut up, kids, you know, and the kids are like scared of her. And the kids in this family are scared of her, and she just looks like she also was like scowling, and she was all angry and everything. And she looked like she hadn't smiled in like 60 years, and I'm not joking. Anyway, so she gets on the magic carpet ride. It goes up, it goes around, and there's a camel that spits water at you sometimes, and sometimes it hits you right in the face. Well, she got smacked right in the face, and my millisecond thought was, oh my gosh, she is going to be freaking out. She's going to be furious. No, she loved it. Yay! And she's smiling, and she's happy, and she's laughing. She's like, I got hit in the face. Yay. I mean, it was the wildest thing. People change, like, you know, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
It's fun to see people just sort of like let their guard down and just have fun. And like Juliana's saying, like, tough people become like little children. And it's really cool to watch. And also what I found interesting is not just people watching, which is amazing, but what happens to me, like, when you're in line, sometimes you're in line, you end up like having conversations with people. And I was in line for like 45 minutes for this ride. And I ended up talking to this woman and her family. And she was talking to me about pins, like collecting Disney pins. And I was like, oh, what? That is the stupidest thing in the whole world. Like, what a waste of money and time. I'm telling you, by the end of that 45 minutes before we got in the ride, I was like, I'm so on board collecting pins. And that not only is this the most fun thing in the world to do, but after talking to this woman, but it's really a smart investment too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, if I buy a bunch of pins, you know, in a few years, they're going to be worth a lot of money because they stopped making them. And like, I'm like thinking about all the pins I'm going to get and how much money I'm going to get. And like, it's crazy. Like, yeah, I was like all on board after that.
And you know what happens every day too is like, you know, there's like a time between like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and around 6 o'clock at night where you're just exhausted. And you know, you eat something. Food was incredible. Like everywhere we ate, I don't know what was going on. The food was amazing.
That's something I was really surprised with. I've only been there twice now. The food is, I mean, yeah, there's junk food there, like, you know, pretzel and candy, but regular food there was really good.
Like, we had fast food that was delicious.
And there's so many people, and they feed them so much single day. But the quality was like, wow, this is really
impressive. I couldn't believe it.
I was impressed.
And the staff was fantastic, and they did little things for us. Like, that's why you spend extra at Disney, because it's like they do little things. They make it work for you. Like, they can see, oh, her kid's screaming. I'm going to help her. Instead of, like, tell her no, I'm going to help her because her kid's screaming. But anyway. But what was my point, honey?
I'm not sure.
Well, okay. So, oh, that's what I was going to say. So you're like all exhausted and everything. And then it gets to be time for the fireworks. And so, you know, we were snapping at each other because, you know,
on Main Street,
yeah. We were snapping at each other because like we rode it's a small world at the last minute. So we were like rushing, trying to get to Main Street. And then everywhere we stood, they kept telling us we couldn't stand there or a tree was blocking. And finally we get to Main Street and we have an incredible view of the show. And this happens every night, whether we're at Disney World or, you know, Disneyland. But at night, it's like you finally, like, you put your hand around your kids and the fireworks are going off and there's like tears in your eyes and there's like this guy standing behind us and another thing's like, he's like a football guy and he's like, yeah, you know, and it's like everyone's singing the songs and you just get like so wrapped up in it.
You get caught up in it. You find yourself like crying. But part of it is you're just so freaking exhausted. Like you're just broken down. You're broke down like you've been held hostage all day long and you're just emotionally, you're just like,
and you're, it's like, a Stockholm syndrome.
It's a Stockholm thing. And then the fireworks go off and you hear them saying like, reach for the stars and, you know, go after your forever after. And you're like crying and it's just like, you got me. You totally got me.
Disney gets me every time. And I'm even like, you know what? Today it's not going to happen. Like this trip to Disney is different. It's not going to happen tonight. I'm too tired. I'm too angry at my kid right now. I just yelled at her. Some people looked at me. It was very embarrassing. It's not going to happen. And then, you know, I'm crying.
You know, another moment that got me.
And we're hugging.
Yeah, we're hugging. Everybody's like, I'm hugging people I don't know. Grabbing people's butts. I'm just like, it was very emotional. But the thing that really got me, and I did have my emotional moments, was when we were taking the ferry from the park to the parking lot. We were getting off the ferry at night, and it was a whole wave of people. And there was a parking attendant, and he was just saying goodbye to people and have a good night. And this little boy in front of me, he was probably about like 7, he let go of his mom for a second, and he gave this parking attendant a big hug. And the parking attendant was kind of surprised, and he hugged him back. And then he went back to his mom, and it just was like, wow, I just got very emotional seeing that. And
very
it was like,
touching.
Those moments are kind of what it makes the whole trip worth it.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. Well, so we finished our 3 days. We spent 3 days. We went to all the different parks. Maybe we'll do different podcasts on each park we went to. Because we went to Animal Kingdom, we went to Magic Kingdom, and we went to Epcot. I love Epcot. But anyway, Epcot's my jam, but I can tell you more about that later. But So we get back to the hotel, it's like midnight or something, and we realize that we literally have lost, I'm not kidding you guys, 6 things. We've lost 6 things. We lost 2 black jackets, 2 black hats, a pair of sunglasses. Okay, so it was 5 things.
A lot of stuff.
We lost a lot of stuff, and we were like, how did we lose so much stuff? So I was like, you know what, I'm too exhausted to deal with this. There's a central lost and found they told me about. I'm just going to go in the morning. So we go in the morning, and I'm thinking, that stuff's gone. I mean, there are literally millions of people in these parks. How the heck? I don't even know where we left it. Like, it's literally, like, everything was left everywhere.
Hundreds
gone.
Hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah. I mean, it's no way. We're not going to,
We're not going to find it. So I go there, and she asks for the descriptions. And this little lost and found place is hilarious because it's like, it's not decorated.
No.
It's got a really small sign. It's made out of like cinder block. The paint is like peeling. And there's like, you don't even know it's Disney. It's like, it could be anywhere, you know? But the lady behind the desk was very nice. I give her all the descriptions. Which park? What does it look like exactly? Da da da. So I give her the descriptions. You guys, she came out with 4 of our things. 4 out of the 5. They found our stuff and gave it back to it. I couldn't believe it.
That was kind of like the cherry on the whole top of the experience. It was just sort of like, wow, this, it's these little details and you stack them all up and it's sort of like, that's why people spend a boatload of money and go through all this, you know, stress and anxiety because of those moments where you're like, they care about every little detail.
Yeah, and there's just the little things, like the things they would say in the park, like little details and the characters, I don't know, like even the scripts of the things they said on the rides and stuff, I don't know, it was just like, Disney knows how to do
it.
They know how to do it. Anyway, so we had a great time. And maybe, like I said, maybe we'll do a podcast about Epcot, what happened at Epcot and the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, let us know, guys. Go to our Facebook page, Lunch with the Schiavos, and you know, let us know if you want us to talk more about this, because we definitely can. We can talk about particular parks or whatever. Yeah. And you know, if you like us, you know, like us on Facebook, and we're also on iTunes, the iTunes store. You can Go there if you like the show. You can give us a little review. That would be really appreciated.
Have a great day.
Have a great lunch. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.